This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
He had me blocked, so there wasn't much I could do to reach him. But I did send him a Venmo request, and I put in the subject line, "Should I talk to your ex or will you talk to me?" He called me immediately, and he acted like I didn't even send that message. He goes, "Hey," and I was like, "Hello? Like, where have you been? What's going on?" And he immediately has this whole story to tell me.
When the guy you've been dating for 3 months blocks you on everything the day after you become exclusive, you have to do what you can to get answers. Welcome to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week we've got a breakup where someone says the guy they were dating went totally MIA immediately after they defined the relationship. This podcast would not be possible without incredible submissions just like this one. And I take submissions via a form in the episode description. So whether you've seen something on TikTok you want more details on, you've got your own breakup, or you want to nominate a friend to come on, or if you want to get a little nosy and have me slide into someone's DMs and ask them if they're interested in coming on. We just love getting a good story no matter where it comes from, and also hearing some good lessons along the way. So if you've got a suggestion for the podcast, head down again to the episode description. You'll find the submission form linked there. And if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, timestamps are located in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got a submission where someone says they had to send a Venmo request just to get in touch with their kind of boyfriend. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter organization just to raise more awareness. And this week, we are raising awareness for the Domestic Violence Resource Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They are committed to helping domestic violence victims in the community through education and prevention services. For more details on how you can support them and their community, again, head down to the episode description. Okay, so into this week's submission. So this was a self-submission from somebody who says they had met the perfect guy out on a night in Nashville. And now I got really excited when I started reading this because I love going to Nashville. I am a big country music girl and I'm actually going there in a couple of weeks. And I swear every time I gear myself up to go, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm going to meet like a guy on a bachelor party or like a little cowboy who lives out there or some guy who's trying to make it out as a country music musician. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, she's living the dream. So she met a perfect guy out in Nashville. And it turns out that they were actually both from the same city. So she said they started seeing each other. He was always coming over to her house. And then finally, while they were dating, he opened up about the fact that he was living with an ex-girlfriend. But she was like, well, I met all of his friends in Nashville and in our city. And he also came recommended from a girl that I knew. So like, why would I have any reason to like think this guy was being weird or shady? Basically, she said while they were dating, he ended up ghosting her, but then swung back around trying to explain his behavior. And she said she had to go on this whole internet quest just to figure out what was going on with this guy, why he was coming up with so many lies. Obviously, can you come to your own conclusions? Yeah, but I think everybody who's ever had a situationship can relate to this kind of feeling and this need to solve what went down and why a guy would just ghost you when everything is seemingly going so great and you've just define the relationship that you're going to be exclusive. This submission hit me right in the gut. So let's get the details when we break down this week's breakup.
This guy I met completely unexpectedly. My friends and I, we were taking a trip to Nashville. It was Labor Day weekend. So we were there for the long weekend. And I had just gotten out of a different breakup over the summer. So I was not trying to talk to anyone, not trying to meet anyone. If you are familiar with Nashville, we were at Luke Bryan's bar.
Oh, classic.
And two nights before we had been there and my friend's phone and wallet had got stolen out of her purse. We were like, oh, we will never go back to Luke Bryan's bar. Horrible experience. She just never got her stuff back. And then it was our last night in Nashville. It was Sunday night. And we were like, where should we go? We both kind of paused and we were like, well, we did have a really good time at Luke Bryan's before your stuff got stolen. So we ended up back there. And that was where I met this guy. So basically, we were just kind of standing out there on the patio. And this guy came up to us and he was like, hey, I'm with a bachelor party. Can me and my friends come and join y'all? And it was me and one of my other friends. And we were like, sure. So the guy that originally started talking to us, he started talking to my friend. So they were paired up for the night. Again, I wasn't trying to meet anyone. So I was just kind of like talking to the group, this New guy came over and he was really tall, just like thought he was really cute immediately. Yeah, I just started talking to him. He had just graduated from the school that I was currently going to. So we had that in common. We weren't home. We were both on vacation. They were on their bachelor trip and it was this guy's brother's bachelor party. Basically, what ended up happening is it was me, the guy that I met, and my friend, and the guy that she met. And then the rest of the guys from their group kind of left. And so we just spent the whole night out. And yeah, honestly, I was just talking to him. It was flirty. We were dancing and we ended up trying to go back to the hotel to take these guys to our pool. The pool was closed. And then we ended up back at their Airbnb. We were getting to know each other. We obviously liked each other, but we didn't do anything. The next day, like he gave me his number and he was like, I'd love to see you again because I was still in school and he had graduated, but he lives in the city that's close to the school. So we live like an hour and a half apart. So it was definitely something that was like doable for us to see each other again. Yeah, we started texting. It took him a couple days to text me. And later on, he was saying how he wasn't sure if he was going to text me again after that night, but he did end up texting me. And then he did end up coming to visit me the following weekend. And then every week after that, we started seeing each other. So it was kind of immediate that we liked each other and wanted to start seeing each other.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's like every girl's dream. Like, I'm planning a trip to Nashville in a couple of weeks. I'm like, oh, I hope I meet like a cute cowboy or something, or somebody on a bachelor trip. So, if I was you, especially kind of towards the tail end of college, like very exciting, very fun little meet cute. So, you guys start dating kind of casually. You guys are going back and forth to see each other between the two cities. Did you notice any red flags, or could you tell that something was going to happen with this relationship pretty early on?
Well, first of all, one of my biggest fears going into this was moving too quickly because the guy that I had dated over the summer, we had progressed really quickly. And then that relationship ended in 2 months. But we were seeing each other every single night. So, me and this new guy, I was like, this is great. We're pacing it out. We're only seeing each other once a week. So, one of the red flags, though, was he was coming to me. He had a job. He was working. I was in school. So I had more flexibility with my schedule. And I told him, I was like, I know it's difficult for you to come here on a weeknight because you have to get up and go to work, but I don't have class until the afternoon. Like I could come, stay, and get back to class like way more easily. And he had excuses like the first couple of times. And then eventually he told me that he lived with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Which I really didn't know how to handle this news. I talked to some of my friends, and there were very different reactions to this. Everyone I told knew that I really liked this guy. I've been single the whole time I've been in school. So, like, my friends don't know me, like, with a guy. So, they knew I was super excited about it. And they're like, okay, well, for one thing, like, we're getting older. People have baggage. And he was honest about it. He was upfront. He didn't hide it for a long time. And also, he told me he was trying to move out. So that was kind of an ongoing conversation we were having about how he was trying to move out. She was trying to get a new roommate to take his spot. He didn't want to leave her paying both rents or whatever. So he told me he was like in the process of moving out. So some of my friends were like, well, just wait it out, see what happens in the next couple months. But it was kind of crazy because we had just met. So it's kind of a lot to be like, oh, you need to change your living situation that's been, according to you, like working fine for the past couple months. Like y'all have been living together just like platonically. But then I did have friends that were like, oh, well, you know, if you go to the bakery every day, like eventually you're gonna buy a cake. So I did have conflicting things, and like obviously, like I'm thinking, oh, I'm smart. And honestly, I was thinking, I'm smarter than him. Like, he's not gonna outsmart me in this situation, which was not the right way to be thinking about it. And beyond that, I did like my research. Like, I was stalking this girl. She was private on Instagram, but her profile picture was just her. From what I saw on Facebook, he hadn't posted anything with her since May, which is when he said that they had broken up, was graduation, when he had graduated. So the post that he had made in May, it was pictures from the graduation with her, and then it was also pictures of him and his buddies on a cruise. And this was one post. After he had told me that he lived with her, we sat down and had the conversation about our exes, which was pretty early on in the relationship, but it kind of needed to happen because of this situation. I was like, I want to know like what went down and like how y'all are living together now, how that's even possible. Because personally, like, I wouldn't be able to move on from a relationship if I was seeing that person every single day. Like, there's no way. And he told me, like, basically, they had broken up right after graduation. They had gotten in a big fight because this kind of shows his character too. I don't know, but him and his friends had been doing some drugs basically, and she had gotten upset with him. And this was right after graduation, and then he said he ended it with her, went on the cruise, and he told me he had hooked up with someone on that cruise. Basically, if that's true, like when he went back and posted these photos, he probably shouldn't have been posting pictures with her and photos from the cruise. But I was like, I'm just gonna let that one slide because I don't know. So that was the only like real indication that maybe there was something still going on. Besides, I also looked at their Venmo, and they Venmo each other for groceries, which I thought was pretty strange because personally, like, if I was living with my ex, I would not be buying his groceries every single week, but she was for him. And that was really all they had on there. It was very like transactional things, like groceries, beer sometimes. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. Like, they live together, they have to communicate, whatever. I mean, besides that, like, I had met his brother, I had met his friends. I mean, he was letting me post things of him. One of his first times visiting me, we made a TikTok together. And it was this trend. It was turn everything upside down. And it was where, like, the guy spins the girl upside down. It was so cute. And I posted it, and it was my public TikTok account. And all my friends were like, oh my God, like, who is this guy? And what's the story? And so then I'm telling everybody about him, and it just like makes it seem more real, like when it's being posted online.
Well, you would assume also, like, if you've met people in his life and he's not being weird about you posting things on the internet, in your defense, there is nothing that would have gone off in my head that would have thought, oh, maybe he wants to, like, not make this public.
Yeah. So he wasn't trying to like hide. Like, we were going out in public in my college town where he still knows people that live here. There was one night we were out and we ran into a whole group of his ex-girlfriend's friends, and he sat and talked to them. And to be fair, they might not have seen us like holding hands right before we walked up to them, but we were before we walked up to them. And then as soon as he started talking to them, I kind of ran away because I did not want to like be in the middle of that. Like, even if him and his ex-girlfriend are broken up, like, I don't want to meet her friends. Like, it just kind of felt like not my place. Later after that, he was like, oh, I wonder if her friends are going to tell her and like what she's going to say to me. And I was like, well, it shouldn't really matter. And I was like, did y'all have a conversation maybe about how you were going to see other people once you broke up and how that was going to work with you living together? And he said, well, it was kind of implied when we broke up that we would start seeing other people. And I was like, okay, well, okay. And I didn't want to go to their apartment anyway. Like, that did not interest me at all. So I wasn't even trying to push for that. But yeah, it did kind of feel like a constant battle with myself where I was trying to convince myself that everything was good when it definitely wasn't.
What was it about this guy that made you overlook all of those weird red flags?
That's a great question. I think for one thing, I just was like at a point where I was really ready to be in love. And so it was kind of the first person. I mean, I had met the guy over the summer, that hadn't worked out, but I was still in the mindset of like, I'm ready to be in love. And he does like check boxes that I want. You know, like, he has a great job, he has great friends, he talked to me about my faith, and we just had a lot of like similar views on things. Like I said, like, we spent the whole first night just really talking to each other, getting to know each other. Beyond that, he was just like super romantic, like more so, I think, than anyone that I've ever dated. And so he was always telling me like how happy he is. He has no clue how he got so lucky, calling me perfect and just like complimenting me overly, just making me feel special. And so I think just all of those things made me like him like very early on.
And that makes a lot of sense, especially I know how rare it can be when you actually find someone that you like and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to let this person go because then it's gonna be like another 5 years before I meet someone I'm even like remotely attracted to who also like likes me back and is really good and just like checks all the boxes. So I get that where it's kind of like, okay, if we can just get past of like these weird things, then I get to have that thing that I've always wanted, which is to have a relationship and to be in love. So very, very relatable there. But how do we get to like the actual, like what, how do you discover that something is truly amiss in this situationship?
I honestly was completely blindsided. He just stopped talking to me one day. And it was really soon after we had just made things official between us. It was right after we had decided to be exclusive. That conversation wasn't like a super romantic conversation. Okay, also, I don't know how much to like talk about this part, but my body was like rejecting him when we were intimate with each other. It was like super painful. And I've never experienced that before. Yeah.
It's funny that you bring that up because it's like definitely not the first time I've heard that on my podcast, where it's like your body knows that something's happening before you can even pick up on it, pattern-wise or logically, or before you even have evidence that something's going on.
Basically, we had the conversation about being exclusive because every time we were intimate with each other, I was in pain. And I had never experienced that before with anyone else. So it was strange. And I was like, I just want to make sure, like, you're not seeing anyone else, right? Because that's the only thing I can really think of that might be like making me uncomfortable. And he was like, no, definitely not. Like, I really like you. And then basically from there, we're like exclusive. That was like, I think the last night that he came to visit me was when we had that conversation. It's kind of funny. That was also the first night that I ever cooked dinner for him. The joke like kind of writes itself because after that, he just completely ghosted me. We had been talking every single day, texting, but also calling on the phone. He would call me every single day on his drive home from work, which is also suspicious looking back on that because he was never, FaceTiming me from his apartment or anything like that. But yeah, he just completely stopped responding to me. He ended up blocking me. I feel like I just went kind of crazy after that, just wanting to hear from him and wanting to know what the deal was. I knew in the back of my mind, the most likely scenario was that he had gotten back together with his roommate, ex-girlfriend. And but I just wanted him to say it. Like I just wanted him to be honest with me. Instead of talking to me at all, he just completely blocked me. I was calling him Star 67 so I could get through from the block. He would still ignore my calls. It really is true. Like when you're going through a breakup, like you just do crazy things that you wouldn't expect.
I also think it's different than just some guy breaking up with you. Like, I think when you get cut off cold turkey, like, it really does flip the crazy switch. You don't have anything to grasp onto. You're like, what the fuck happened? So, not only do you not have closure with this person, but you also just like got blindsided, which is another kind of trauma where it's like, I thought yesterday, I thought you were gonna be my boyfriend. And today, like, you won't even talk to me.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's true. I didn't always act like this with other breakups. So yeah, I like stopped eating. I didn't know what to do, honestly. Like I said, I figured I knew what was happening. I just wanted the confirmation from him. We had been talking for, it was like over 2 months at this point. It was 2 weeks before I heard from him. And basically I sort of initiated it. Well, I definitely initiated it, but I was doing everything in my power to like get him to reach out to me. Like I said, like Star 67 calling him, and I mean he had me blocked, so there wasn't much I could do to reach him. But I did send him a Venmo request, and I put in the subject line, "Should I talk to your ex or will you talk to me?" And he called me immediately. And he acted like I didn't even send that message. He goes, "Hey." And I was like, "Hello? Like, where have you been? What's going on?" And he immediately has this whole story to tell me about how his mom has been in the hospital for 2 weeks. It's been a life or death situation. There's like a 50-50 chance right now of her surviving. And it just sucks because his brother's wedding is coming up this weekend, and and it's just been so hard on his dad, and he's just had to really step up and blah 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 blah. And I can't really get angry with him because he's telling me that his mom is dying. And I know it's not true, but I was not bold enough.
Yeah. Just on like the off chance that she's even like sick or something.
Yeah, it just felt so wrong. So I sat and I listened to this entire lie. He ended up saying like, "Oh, I'll reach out to you, in a little bit. I just need to see how things go." He's just like, "This is just not the right time. Oh, I'm a guy and I just need to process my emotions on my own. And this really sucks because I was really starting to have feelings for you. And it's still just so crazy how we met in Nashville and live so close together. Like, What are the chances that this would have happened? Just like still being so like romantic about it, about the whole situation, like while he's literally with his ex-girlfriend and was cheating on her the entire time. I believe that he most likely was. And I have a little bit of proof of that. All I know is my friend from church, or who dated his best friend, she reached out to another girl that dates a guy in the friend group. That girl said, "Oh yeah, like we went out to dinner with the guy I was talking to and his ex. We went out to dinner with them like a couple weeks ago." Like she had no idea they were broken up. And apparently the guy I was talking to, he just adopted a cat. His ex had a cat. He told me he hated that cat. And what made me so mad is I had told him I was thinking about getting a cat. And then I hear he literally got one and didn't tell me. And that was also an indication that he wasn't planning on going anywhere if he's buying a cat and apparently to be friends with her cat. It just drove me crazy that he just couldn't tell me the truth.
But why not be honest? Or, I mean, at the very least, even if he's not going to be honest about the situation, why not at the very least just be like, yeah, I think we moved too fast and I just, I'm not, I don't know, bullshit me and say you just weren't ready for a new relationship and then go and be with that girl that you've been dating, like whatever. I don't know, like why make up some weird lie that your mom is dead or dying or whatever?
I have no idea. And I even stalked her on Facebook. And like that same day, she had just gotten her hair done and she posted a selfie. She's perfectly fine.
Wait, you should have, did you, I would have, if I was you, I would have screenshot that and been like, she looks fine here, but whatever. Is this her?
I immediately was blocked after the conversation.
Definitely nothing shady there. Totally fine. Not at all weird. Well, I guess if you're blocked, you can't see anything, but do you know if he took his girlfriend slash ex-girlfriend to his brother's wedding?
Yes, I do. Fully stalking like his whole family. So I saw the wedding photos and she was there, which just didn't surprise me at that point. It really didn't. What did surprise me though is that she still went because before the wedding, I sent her a message on LinkedIn telling her what had happened. So she got a hey girly message.
Why on LinkedIn? Were you blocked on Instagram?
Yeah, so after I had the phone call with him, I was like, well, I need to tell this girl because he's obviously lying. And I go to Instagram, I was blocked. I go to her Facebook, I was blocked. And I hadn't been blocked this whole time. I was also blocked on her Venmo. I went to LinkedIn and that was where I was able to reach her. So I sent her a long paragraph just telling her how sorry I was and how I really genuinely did not believe they were together because the whole time we talked, he just called her his ex-girlfriend. I mean, I gave her my reasons for like why I thought they were broken up, but I explained the timeline and what had happened. And like I said, like I apologize because I can't imagine being her. They've been together for at that point 2 years and they're living together. So obviously she's really invested in that relationship. And it was crazy because her only response to the whole paragraph was, "Did you ever have sex?" And I just responded and said, "Well, I can talk on the phone if you want because I didn't want that information in writing." She was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. He told me everything. Thank you for making me aware." And I just was like, if I were her, I don't think I would trust him to tell me everything. But if she wants to trust her man, that's fine. But yeah, that was it for that.
Oh my God. Well, that's traumatizing. I think the worst part of it all is like, obviously, he cheated on his ex-girlfriend and that's horrible and he deceived you and that's heinous. The fact that he like just went totally AWOL after you guys had that exclusivity conversation would have sent me to a mental hospital. I don't know how you recovered from that.
I think he just realized he couldn't legitimately have two girlfriends at the same time. Like, that's a lot of effort.
It's almost like you're not supposed to do that and hide it from people. Like it's almost like we're supposed to be honest about who we're sleeping with. It's almost like that's how life is supposed to work. How did you cope with that though? Because I've been blindsided by guys before and I know that feeling and you literally feel like you are going insane. A switch goes off in your head and you don't know how to handle it. So like if you could go back and do things differently, like what would you tell yourself to get you through that? Or what were things that you did during that time that kind of helped ease that mental break?
I think the worst thing is the only way through a breakup is through it. You have to experience it. You have to feel the emotions. And Yeah, like I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Going through a breakup is the worst. I'm trying to think if I have any good advice because honestly, I think I just sort of threw myself into my school and I had finals coming up. And so I just like really locked in on that. And then I was home with my family. So there were good distractions at the time, I think, but it definitely made moving forward in relationships a lot more challenging. I'm a lot less trusting of people. I have seen that in all of my like recent relationships and also how I respond to situations my friends are going through. You never know. You never know.
How does that show up for you in your new relationships? Like, do you now do like a full background check, like a full panel of like people? You need like 15 references, all your ex-girlfriends' LinkedIns.
Well, I haven't officially dated anyone since. Yeah, I think like I said, like it's definitely made me a lot more cautious of everything. And yeah, I mean, even I'm thinking like, oh, let me meet their friends and know that they surround themselves with good people, or even like I can be friends with their friends, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not hiding and another girlfriend. But I mean, I definitely know that it's kind of a unique situation. Like it's not like everyone is bad. So I just try to keep a positive outlook sometimes. It's hard though.
Do you have any advice that you would give people who are experiencing getting blindsided in any capacity in their relationship or just for your situation in general if someone feels like they resonate with it?
It's important to keep your girlfriends, even if you meet someone and you really, really like them. Like your girlfriends are always going to be there for you. And so, yeah, just like as long as you keep them. If something goes bad, they'll be there for you. And even if you cut them off sometimes, they'll still be there for you. Just because it's a short relationship doesn't mean it has a lot of meaning. I think sometimes I tell myself, like, oh, this was really short. Like, why am I so upset by it? I think you're still valid for your feelings. Even if it was a couple weeks or a couple years, it can still be super painful and take time to get over. So just, yeah, take your time. And then another thing is, this is just random, but there's this book I really like. It's called The Defining Decade by Meg Jay. And it talks about what it's like to be in your 20s and just like how many decisions there are to make in your life during this decade. But one of the chapters is about like how big of a decision it is to live with someone before marriage. And I just think it's pretty important, like thinking on this story too, because once you live together, your life is so much more entangled. Yeah, especially if you don't know if you can trust someone, that's a big decision that I think sometimes people don't put as much weight into as they should.
Tune in on Thursday for another breakdown bonus episode because the personality hires, aka my coworkers, are going to share the 3 month situationships that have ruined our lives and also why we think these relationships are way harder to get over than maybe one that even lasted like, I don't know, 3 years. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next. We'll